Do you have a name for them?
Tribes.
Tribes?
Not tribes.
That's stubborn.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
No.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body? Well, I'm like right here.
Bread.
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake with a pointed front? A boat that you can use on a lake or a pond, and you have oars with it, and it's got a pointed front?
All I call a boat.
Would it make a difference if it had a square front? Would it call any difference?
I call it a boat rattle.
What do you call a covering for a pillow?
I call it a pillow slip.
I call it a pillow case.
Well, anyway, that's what we used to call it. The case would come in late here. So let the children get tangled in that while. Somebody know about it?
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty, a bead?
See, Mom.
Would you ever say anything besides set?
Well, I might do it. Sure, pretty set of beads.
Sit on the reel and ride around.
Stop it, Kelvin.
Wait.
Can you do that, Kelvin? Can you do that?
Make your eye. You blank both of
them. That's my niece. There she goes. Yeah. Can you do this? You think I'm crazy, don't you?
What is that going to do?
He's just looking at me.
What's that?
If two men have a fight and one beats the other real good, you might say that one man really what the other. He just really defeated him really good.
He really whooped him.
Man. Yeah. That's what I say. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
Call the back part of the calf of the leg if he's standing up or squatting down.
Like if you say, like if I was to sit like this, if I was to get down and sit like this, you'd say I'm sitting on my what? If you ever saw a horse, you know, and he reared back, would you say he reared back on his...
hind feet.
That's what I said. Do you ever have another word for hind feet?
I don't reckon so.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
a close fellow.
Close
to live, dude.